You get one more from me.
Yep. Let's move on to item 10, which is the update on private equity and real estate allocations.
Okay, we can just address this verbally here. I want to report out three funds that we have committed to recently, one in the infrastructure space, two in the real estate space. So we made a commitment to EQT's Infrastructure Fund 6. This is infrastructure focused on four areas, including digital, I think data centers and data security, energy and environmental, transport and logistics, and social. So I think the themes here are decarbonization of the energy stream and the build-out of connectivity on the digital front there. This is the expansion of the relationship with EQT. We previously committed to buyout fund and two real estate funds with the firm. We committed $125 million to this fund. Second fund we committed to was KSL Capital Partners Fund 6. This is a hospitality and leisure fund. You'll recall in the real estate review, we talked about wanting to selectively go with more specialist managers. This is one of the specialist managers into the hospitality and leisure space. This is high-end resort destinations, recreation facilities, that sort of thing, leisure clubs. We committed, there's actually a typo in here. It says $60 million. We committed $50 million to this fund. Apologies for that typo there. And this is a new relationship for Contra Costa. But members of our team have a prior history with KSL, as does Verus, so we were able to get comfortable on a couple different fronts there. The last one we committed to was Ares U.S. Real Estate Opportunity Fund 4. This is more of a broadly diversified fund, but it does focus more in the industrial multifamily space, and then triple net leases, and importantly for us, the ability to do rescue capital, because we think there's going to be more rescue opportunities to inject capital into pre-existing deals and platforms and be able to recapitalize them over the next 3 to 5 years. So that's the idea there. This is an expanded relationship for Contra Costa. We have previously committed to not to Ares real estate funds, but to their energy funds quite a bit in the past.
Is that
For the triple net lease would be the commercial real estate, yeah. And the rescue could be.
I'd say there's more than an opportunity, probably going to be a target-rich environment for restructuring commercial real estate.
Yes, and I think we're not even talking office at that point.
Yeah.
Office is probably more of a 6 years away kind of thing before it gets interesting again. The repricing wave is going to be long and painful. And for folks who took out additional debt in 2020 and 2021, that's usually a five-year term. So I think the hope of a lot of borrowers is the Federal Reserve cuts a lot next year and they can refinance, but we are very concerned about that wall of maturities on the near-term horizon.
Yeah, for sure.
But that said, we want to be opportunistic and be able to take advantage of that situation and provide that rescue capital if it's a good asset. So. This is similar. We're thinking this could be not as big as what we saw in 2009 to 12, but a significant opportunity set.
Any other questions or comments for Tim? Not seeing any, so thank you.